Good evening and Happy New Year. Welcome back to Captain Cambino's Cabana 2025. We're here. I took a little hiatus there for the new year. I had a lot going on, got a little busy, things happen in the new year. But we're back. This is Friday, January 17th, 2025. Yep, you heard it right, 2025. And guess what? Still not a real captain. So, getting closer. I made a call today to a friend about getting back on the water. So, you never know. So, hope to be coming along very soon. So, hope everybody had a great holiday season, a great new year, great start to the year, whatever. And I hope things are going well for everyone. So it's been a while. It's good to be back and good to throw out some entertainment therapy, Cabana comedy, and just have some fun. So let's get this ball rolling. So let's get this shit done on the port side. Again, it's been a while. December 22nd was probably the last one I had. It was right before Christmas. Just got busy and it's just been a really busy holiday season and into the start of the new year. So the captain's been busy. So busy. We're all busy. Everybody's busy. So what's kept you so busy? But it's good to be back. So got some more useless information to talk about. So we'll get started here shortly. I just want to say thank God for the opportunity to be back again, and thank my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for the opportunity to come back and speak, and having the opportunity just to, get my shit out on the table, and anything I can talk about to, keep this podcast going for fun. So again, it's just all for entertainment. Again, entertainment therapy, and that's what we all need. I think we all need an escape somehow. We all have our own methods of escape, and this is mine. So I mean, we're gonna get the podcast back. So it's a new year. Let's start fresh. Spring, rejuvenation, rebirth, all that crap. Let's do it. So, but yes, I'm very thankful to be back, and thank God for the opportunity, and thank my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The captain is also a big advocate for the National Rifle Association, and very proud to be a supporter of the Second Amendment. Also want to say thank you to our all of our servicemen and women, troops fighting overseas, and hope ones that hopefully get to come home soon. And thank you for all you do. Hope you get to spend time with your families very soon. Thank you for all you do. God bless you for keeping us safe. And big thank you to all of our law enforcement men and women, EMTs, Coast Guard. Also a big shout out to our first responders and firefighters. And that is a big deal because of what's happening in California. And I tell you what a mess. And I'm not saying that to take that lightly or to knock it or to any extent to make light of the situation, because it's bad. It's just, it's very sad too. And let's put it that way. I know one person that actually lives out in California, but we don't talk. It's not like we're friends. I just know somebody out there in Pebble Beach, but I don't think they were affected. And I'm not sure, but it's just very sad. So prayers go out to all the families that have lost everything. I mean, having to start over, and it's just, that sucks. I mean, I can't imagine. But that's a difficult situation going on right now, and it's there may be some, they're trying to weaponize it politically. I don't know what's going on, but a lot of people aren't happy. I think, honestly, I mean, I hate politics. Absolutely despise it. But that mayor of Los Angeles and the governor of California should both resign. Just my opinion. I mean, it's just the decks, the cards. They're not headed, not in their, what do you call it? I'm sorry. Oh, the court thing. No, I'm just kidding. The thing. They're just the decks are stacked against them, so it just doesn't look good. I mean, that's not a, I don't know, I can't imagine what I'd do. I'd probably quit. If I knew I failed at that level, I would cut my losses big time. But that's just me. Anyway, we, you know, pray for those out there in California. It's bad. So just hang in there. Help is on the way. I hope so. So just gotta keep praying. So I want to recognize some past birthday. I don't know if I did before Christmas, but my buddy Reese Smith just turned 40 on January the 2nd. So happy belated birthday, Reese, and hope you had a good birthday, man. Sorry about your Cowboys this year. So, but yeah, my buddy Reese just turned 40, so he's still up there in beautiful, crime-free Memphis. So, and but yeah, so I've got some upcoming birthdays. My sister-in-law Rachel has a birthday coming up on January 23rd. My niece Charlotte has a birthday on January 20th. She'll be 15. I mean, it's amazing how fast she's just growing, I'm telling you. Another friend of mine, Mary Cameron Dogan, her birthday is January 23rd. And my buddy John Kofer, birthday is coming up Monday, January 20th. So happy upcoming birthdays to those friends of the captain. So hope you all have a great birthday and enjoy it. So anyway, let's get right to it. So, you know, Monday is a big day, January 20th. It's Inauguration Day. We got a new president coming in. So, again, the captain doesn't like politics, but I'm just going to say that, I'm excited. I am pumped up about the next 4 years because it's nothing but positive energy. And just my opinion, we can't go anywhere but up. Am I right? So I'm looking forward to it. Looks like it's going to be a kick-ass inauguration day. I mean, there's Carrie Underwood, Kid Rock's going to be performing. I mean, this is Donald Trump has promised the golden age of America. I believe it. I definitely believe it because we've got to have something to believe. We got to have something to look forward to and embrace because too many people have lost hope, and hope is a real thing. And this man is bringing it back. So I'm excited about it. And I really do think that, again, I know I said not too long ago on different podcasts in the past, you know, maybe last couple of years, there'd be no politics, but you know what? Screw it. A lot of people, there's too much out there going on. You can't hide it. So, you know, yeah. Captain Cambino voted for Donald Trump. There, I said it. You got a problem with it? Guess what? Fuck off. I don't care. So you don't have to listen. So, again, I'm not out. I'm just here for entertainment purposes again. But yeah, I'm excited about it. And we're about to get common sense is about to reign supreme again. So we're going to kick some ass. It's going to be awesome. America is about to be a major player in the world again. We're going to be there's a reason why we're quoted the greatest country in the world, and we're going to get it back. So I am very optimistic these next 4 years. These are critical for myself as well, my career, my life. I'm looking forward to it. So I'm excited about it. So I said it. I don't care. You don't like it. I don't give a shit. So life's too short. And I tell you what, after 40, you really don't give a shit anymore. You start to really have those feelings where I don't care. I don't care what you think. You know, you have your opinion, I have mine. But the biggest thing is we need to learn to agree to disagree. We need to bring that back. We've got to be able to agree to disagree because we have friends out there, family, that are not going to agree with us politically. And that's fine. Guess what? You know, tough shit. You know, if you don't like the way who I vote for, I don't care. You're not going to change my mind. That's my God-given right. So I'm going to vote for who I believe is the right candidate. And the right candidate won. So, and we're about to take things up a notch. You know, like Snoop Dogg says, we're at notch one. And Starsky and Hutch. And, you know, so yeah, it's going to be awesome. We're about to kick ass again. We're going to be a superpower again. So I'm looking forward to it. I've actually... I didn't care for the inauguration day for Joe Biden. Didn't give a shit. I did see Trump's first one. I didn't really pay much attention to it. I was actually traveling during that time, and I saw a little bit on TV here and there, and his speech was phenomenal. But in the past, I mean, I barely looked at him on TV in the past, but this one I'm excited about because it's critical for our country. And you know, this was a critical election, a pivotal election, and it, you know, one of the most important ones in history. And it, the people voted. The people, their voice was heard. So that's all I'm gonna say. So moving on. But yeah, so Inauguration Day, January 20th, it's a big deal. It's also Martin Luther King Jr. Day. So MLK, he was a hopeful individual, and I'm sure you know, his memory will last forever, as always. So another day of celebration is there as well. It's also, again, my buddy John Cofer, that's his birthday. January 20th is also the college football playoff national championship game. So getting right to sports, it's Ohio State Buckeyes versus Notre Dame Fighting Irish. So the 12-team playoff has finalized, and we're down to the last two teams. So this will take place at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta. So it should be a good game. I am picking Notre Dame. I've got some close friends that are big Irish fans, and I got nothing against Ohio State. I'm just tired of seeing them. You know, they've been there before, and they, you know, got no problem with Ohio State. I actually really enjoy the city of Columbus. It's a really nice city, beautiful city. So, and I could live there. It's pretty cool. You know, they've got Ohio State, and there's a National Hockey League team, the Columbus Blue Jackets. So beautiful city, very clean. So, he's all clean now. He's got no eyebrows. He's like a seal. But yeah. So it's I think it's gonna be a great game. So I'm excited about it. I'm gonna pick Notre Dame, and I just think Notre Dame's playing great football right now. I think that loss to Northern Illinois at the beginning of the year really woke their ass up. So I feel like it's gonna be a good game, and Notre Dame's gonna take it. So there's my pick. Notre Dame Fighting Irish. And I like that coach, Marcus Freeman, for Notre Dame. Cool guy. Very, you know, poised under pressure. So it should be a good one. I believe that's going to be on ABC, ESPN. So tune in, folks. Tune in. It's going to be good. So, excuse me. Oh, man. I have a drink there. Here in Tampa, it's been a good start to the year so far. There is a big event coming up next weekend. It's called Gasparilla. It's the first I've heard of it because I'm new here. And it is a pirate festival. So they do it every year, what I've heard. And it's going to be right here along Bayshore. So they have pirate ships that will come in through the bay along to around Harbor Island. So it's going to be it's a pirate fest. It's a really cool show. Actually, I've got a video package I will post later on Instagram. Also, if you want to follow the captain, it's Instagram is at Captain Cambino. If you ever want to send an email, it's CaptainCambino@gmail.com. And this podcast will be available on Apple, Spotify, and Amazon Music. But if you want to slide into my DMs, as they say it nowadays, the kids, whatever, feel free. So I don't think I'll have that happen to me anytime soon, but that's just, you know, it'd be cool if Sidney Thomas slid in my DMs. That'd be nice. But Lane Kiffin, I think he tried to do that. I read that that's been going around the internet. So but yeah, so Gasparilla, it's this weekend they're having some parade for the kids. So they've got, you should see the streets, man. It's like they've got it all blocked off. It's gonna, looks like a fest, you know, looks like they prepared. It's gonna be vendors and, you know, games and prizes, food, everything. So should be a good show. But they say next weekend is the biggest one. So that'll be, we'll find out. So looking forward to that Gasparilla. Hope it should be a good time. So arg, pirates. But raise the flags. So I wanted to talk about social etiquette. You know, this has been bothering me. And it doesn't really bother me, but it actually kind of pisses me off because I really believe there's no social etiquette anymore. It's just, it's out the window, gone. We're too much of in a hurry. We're too busy and we're too involved where we're always in a hurry, so to speak. Let me rephrase that. So we've got to slow down. I know it's a fast-paced world. I'm all for that. You know, I work in a fast-paced environment, and I thrive very well. And I'm not saying that to brag. I'm a very confident individual, and I thrive on it. So, but we need to slow down as human beings because we've lost the social etiquette, and we've lost the interaction as human beings to properly communicate. It's just, I think that iPhones, smartphones have really taken a toll on us. I feel like they've ruined a lot of communication opportunities with people and their families and friends, things like that, loved ones. You know, what gets me is, and this is an interesting topic because it needs to be addressed. I really wish there was some way we could, you know, put this into context and really place it on the center, on the national stage somehow, because it's sad. It's like we've lost the way even to talk. We just don't talk normal anymore. We're so, our speech is slang, and there's, you know, abbreviations, and, you know, just weird ways of how people, you know, communicate and stuff. I just think it's dumbed down, and it's like smartphones and stuff like that. It's making us dumber. It really is. There's too much content. There's too much data and social media and things like that. It's just can be very overwhelming, and it's how you manage that is what, you know, will separate you from the rest. But again, the social etiquette with, you know, the people that are out and about, if you're working with people or if you're at lunch or dinner and you're talking to friends here and there or work colleagues, and you got people that'll say you too. I can't stand it when people will say you too. Like if you tell somebody that, you know, hey, well, thank you so much, have a great day. Oh, you too. They don't fucking mean that. I hate it when people say that shit. And that's a pet peeve of mine. It's been a long time. That's bothered the shit out of me since for a long time. When people say you too. I sent Christmas texts and Happy New Year texts to a lot of people the last few weeks. And mainly more Merry Christmas texts. And yes, Merry Christmas is how it is. Not this Happy Holiday shit. It's Merry Christmas. So I would send texts to a lot of my friends and or family and members and say Merry Christmas. And I put the little Christmas tree emoji. You know, some emojis I like, they're cool, but there's too many emojis too. That shit needs to stop. I mean, just there's some weird shit out there, emojis. But, you know, Merry Christmas. And it wasn't like, you know, exclamation point, or anything like that. It's like the Seinfeld where Elaine and that dude break up because she gets so pissed off about the, you know, he didn't use an exclamation point. I was like, what? Jerry says, I've seen it all. I've never seen a relationship end because of punctuation. So yeah, punctuation caused us to break up. But no, I mean, like, Merry Christmas and a Christmas tree. You know, that's all I did. I sent a little text, Merry Christmas. And people will text back, you too. I was like, you know what? At least make an effort. Copy the text I sent and paste it. And send it back. I mean, that's all you got to do. Don't say this you too shit. I hate that. It's like, that's laziness. That's like, or even say other people will say, right back at you, fella. Or ditto. I mean, I get it. You know, you don't want to, that's maybe your style, whatever. I just feel like it's lazy chicken shit. You know, just say it back. And, you know, if somebody says, have a great day, you know what? You say, you know what? Thank you. You have a nice day as well. Something like that. I just, you too. They don't mean it. It's just a shitty response. So that's all I'm going to say about that one. Then you've got other ones when you're having a conversation with someone or work related or anything else or whatever topics you're talking about. You're explaining a situation or you're explaining some type of work related scenario, and you got people say, yeah. It's like, you know this part, but, you know, remember this when it does that? Yeah. And then they'll cut you off. And they want you to, it's like you're hurrying up the conversation. It's like, yeah, hurry it up. It's like, whoa. Shut up. No, I'm not doing that, but just to please your, you know, your ego. Yeah. I hate that. It's like, okay. It's like, oh, yes, I remember. Maybe make it something that sounds a little more professional. Something a little more respectful. Don't just say like, oh, hey, hello, James. I remember we had this talk about this memo that went out. You know, we're putting new cover sheets on our TPS reports. Peter, we're putting Office Space. We're putting new cover sheets in our TPS report. Yeah. I saw the email. You know, if you cut them off and say something like that, that's pretty shitty. That's a shitty response. You know, just say, yeah, you know what? It's my fault. I just forgot. You know, it's just a one-time thing. Yes, I see. But see, we're putting new cover sheets in our TPS reports. But I don't know. I know it's probably, again, hey, it's useless information, right? It's Cabana. But it's a chill place. But, you know, yeah. And it's like, okay, yeah, okay, you get it. Yeah. Shut up and let me finish. So that's one of them. Another one is when people say, right. Okay, well, how about just, you're right. My bad. So, you don't have to say like, hey, remember when we talked about this, you corrected it, and, you know, it got approved. Right. Okay, I'm sorry, did you have a seizure there? Right. or Rizzuto. And he's spelling Rizzuto. Rizzuto, those are Z's. They look like R's to me. Rizzuto's not a word. He's a baseball player. You're cheating. Would you like to try the word buzz? Billy Madison. I hate cursive and I hate all of you. But, you know, it's just people in such a hurry. Right. Like, I'm sorry. What was that? Did you, are you going into shock or something? It's like, chill out. Oh, excuse me. But yeah, it's like, you know, yeah. Right. Okay. You know what? Slow down. Just chill. It's, you know, you're right. Yes, I do recall the memo. Thank you for bringing it to my attention. So I feel like we just really need to slow the fuck down, because that's just, you know, some of that stuff is annoying. I mean, I see it as a huge turnoff. I hate it. I hate hearing, I just roll my eyes. It's like, come on, really? I mean, not you too. Get it? Play on words. Double entendre. But yeah, so like stuff like that. You know, little shit. I know it's annoying. And then also when they're out and about. If you're out and about having a drink, if you're with friends, you're ordering drinks and, you know, making a night in the town, whatever. And you go out for drinks and you ask the bartender, it's like, oh yeah, can I have a vodka tonic? It's like, no, you cannot. Because you did not say the magic word. And you didn't ask properly. It's good evening. I'd like a Coors Light, please. Thank you. You know, be polite. Be respectful. Be professional. This can I? Can I have this? No. You can't have it. That's not how the process works. You know, there's a protocol for everything. This younger generation, and I'm not saying this all of them. You know, there's older people that do it too. It's not just one generation. So forgive me. I wasn't trying to single out, you know, the millennials or anything. But like, you know, can I have a, it's like, no, sorry, we can't, we're all out. But if you ask nicely, sure. And the ones that don't say please and thank you are a big deal. And you just be respectful, say please at the end. You know, even if you're at lunch, you know, if you're, you know, it's like, you know, I'll have the Clams Casino, please. Get out of here. Chef recommends. So, but yeah, just say, you know, I'll have the BLT, please, with a side of honey mustard and fries. Thank you, ma'am. You know, just be respectful, be polite, because you don't know what that person's going through. That's their job. And they may have a shitty life at home. They may not be completely shitty, but you don't know what's going on. So be respectful. Always tip your waitresses and bartenders, because that's how they make their money. And tip your Uber Eats drivers, the DoorDash people, all that stuff. You know, delivery drivers, pizza delivery driver, whatever. And, I mean, even get the Instacart people that deliver from Publix around here. I'm telling you, you got a tip. You always got a tip. Because that's a big deal. Excuse me. I didn't sleep much last night, so but I'm going to fight through this. So it's the first podcast of the year, 2025, baby. Let's do this. But yes, social etiquette needs to improve. There's just too much, you know, lazy bullshit, and I'm tired of it. You know, even being a... I consider myself an organized individual, educated man, and I'm proud of that. But it doesn't mean I'm better, and I'm not above you, and that's not what I'm saying. So that's, I just want to clarify that. But, you know, sometimes I really baffled how people just carry themselves and how they don't, you know, have their proper respect for communication and how to talk to people, or even how to talk in general, or how to carry on a good conversation. It's just really sad. And that's where I hope the younger generation, you know, proves me wrong. So I'm not being trying to be hating or anything, but, you know, we've got to have better social etiquette, and we're going to need to be more professional and more respectful of each other, and have a meaningful conversation, have something that's, you know, that you all enjoy talking about or something. So it's like, and politics is not one of them. Nobody loves talking. Nobody likes talking about politics. Absolutely not. So I feel like there's a local bar restaurant that I frequent because it's part of my job. It's called Steelbach, and it's a really nice steakhouse. Beautiful place, well maintained. But at the bar, there are no televisions, which is I honestly don't recall. I don't know of any other bar that hadn't had TVs around it, you know, because that's an allure, you know, it's gets you in there. But it's actually pretty cool because, you know, you don't have to worry about, you can talk to somebody, put your phone away and start talking to somebody, have a conversation. Like there's a meme out there or a picture or something on social media, and it's a picture of a coffee shop saying, "We do not have Wi-Fi. Pretend it's 1995 and have a conversation with someone." I love it. I mean, I feel like we got to have that happen again, because there's too many times where you go into a restaurant and or a place or a bar or something, people are just, they're at dinner and they're looking at their phones. They're not even talking to each other. I see it all the time. They're couples, married couples, dating, whatever, and they're with each other and they're eating and they're just looking at their phones. They're not even talking. I get it if you're having a meal and you just something, but if you're with somebody, that's the whole point. You can talk between bites and shit like that, but don't go in there and hold your phone in your left hand and scroll and scroll and then eat the sandwich in your right hand. That is pathetic. You know, and I don't know. That's not a healthy thing, you know, especially if you're in a serious relationship or even married. I just don't think it's healthy. I don't think it's right. You know, we've got to be able to carry on a conversation and to be able to talk about something and, you know, even tell a joke. So I'm like, here's a good one right here. Here's a good joke. It's, excuse me, is your name Google? Because I've been searching for you for a long time. Okay. So yeah, probably pretty lame, you know, but that's not bad. So, but yeah, stuff like that. Have an icebreaker, you know? Like, what do you call a belt that's made out of $100 bills? A waste of money. Get it? You know, your waste. So, but, I mean, have an icebreaker. Have something funny to talk about. I mean, like, I got some friends that went to the Ole Miss game recently and the bowl game in Jacksonville, Florida. And I actually met a friend of a friend that went to Ole Miss. Met them over here at the Lower Deck, our bar here in Tampa, and he had an Ole Miss shirt on, and he said, "Yeah, we went to the." He said, "Did you go to the game in Jacksonville?" I was like, "No, man, I couldn't go. I just, you know, busy with work, just couldn't get up there." I said, "I'm not a big fan of Jacksonville." I was like, "Oh, I understand." He was like, "Hey, did you know that Jacksonville is the largest city in the United States in square miles?" This person actually knew that, which I was surprised, but yeah, not a lot of people know that. So little tidbits of information, like historical facts or city data, anything that's a little unusual, like, you know, Jacksonville, Florida, the largest city in the United States in square miles. I mean, think about that. That's pretty amazing. I mean, New York City is the largest city, but square miles, Jacksonville, Florida, really? So yeah, it's information, baby. Knowledge is power. I'm a big believer in that. So, but again, about the etiquette and then, you know, communication and talking to people, talking to your loved one. You know, have a nice dinner, but talk to each other. Don't just look at your phones. Come on, there's so much to life, and there's so much that can be discussed and, you know, learn about one another. And it's a new year. Talk about some personal goals or something, or, you know, things that are on your mind, things that you want to accomplish. You know, it's never too late. So I feel like we should do more of that. I really do, because, You know, it's just, we're missing out. And let's put the phones down. It's okay. You know, your phone will be there. It's not going anywhere. There's a reason that that phone has airplane mode. So turn it on. Pretend your phone's on a vacation. That thing works hard for you. Put it down every now and then. It's okay. So I feel like social etiquette and being a more responsible person when in public and talking to people and being respectful and presenting, I mean, using good, you know, language and professional language when communicating, it's what it's all about. We need more of that. We really do. None of this like, have a nice day. Yeah, you too. Hey, you hear about this? You know, remember this? Like, yeah. I heard about it. It's like, remember the memo that we sent? You know, we talked about this. Right. Yeah, I got it. Right. Okay. Well, if sorry to cut. You know, I appreciate you cutting me off because I mean, I know you know everything, but then why'd I have to bring it up if you knew about it? Oh, right. Yeah, you're right. I didn't know. So, like, please and thank you, you know, they go a long way, trust me. I was at a Publix the other day, and there's a gentleman in front of me who asked the person to put this in a bag, but he didn't say please or anything. He was kind of rude about it. He was a dick. And older fella, and, you know, just the way he was speaking to a woman, too. I thought it was kind of shitty the way he was dealing with it. And it wasn't anything big. He just said, like, you know, just put it in the bag. He was like, just put it in the bag. Like that. It was just kind of a, it was like, damn, dude, chill out. You know, it's not, there's like, it's not like it's, you know, end of the world, Stephen King's The Mist or Zombieland or anything going on, you know. So he was just kind of a dick. And he, well, he walked away. He left his wallet and he wasn't paying attention. And so I kind of yelled at him. I was like, sir, like that. Well, he didn't hear me. So one of the baggers, younger fella, ran over there to get him. He's like, sir, you left your wallet. So he walks back. So I'm holding the wallet. And I hand it to him. I was like, you see, that's why we say please and thank you. Because he was a dick to the person, you know, the cashier. And, you know, just like, just put it in the bag like that. It was just kind of like a, you know, what the hell's your problem? You can't think? Do you have a brain? You know, it's just, you know, little shit pissed me off. And I got him. I got him good. And I was like, there's a reason why we, you know, say please and thank you. So he appreciated it. I could tell he was, I was like, you know, hey, we all have our moments. We don't mean to be jerks. You know, just we all go through different situations and handle it differently. So say please and thank you. Don't rush through your sentence and have a meaningful conversation with your friends and family, even your girlfriend, whatever. You'll figure it out. So another thing too is men need to hold the door open for their ladies. The woman should not be holding the door open for you. Or you don't go first. I see it all the time. It makes me sick. You know, how these men, you know, most of them are probably soy boys. And they just, you know, they just go right for the whatever's in their way. And they don't, you know, care about what else can be done. They just, entitlement. And I just don't like it. I saw it today. This girl held the door open for the dude. I was like, that is so, my gosh, that's so stupid. The guy is supposed to hold the door open for the lady. That's how it works. Not just a door to a building, but your car door. You're driving them somewhere. You go open the door for your lady. You take care of your lady. Public, private, whatever. But show some class. Show some dignity, for crying out loud. But yeah, so that's... That needs to be addressed. You know, these guys, we've got to step up. We've got to step it up. Make sure we're taking care of our lady. So it's very important. And we got to, just got to do it. Just got to do it right. So back to the California fires. Recently on Fox News, there was a video of, you know, famous actor Steve Guttenberg. He played Officer Kerry Mahoney from the Police Academy films, Police Academy 1 through 4. And he lived up there. He lives up there in California, in L.A., in the hills where... one of the fires was, and he was actually helping the fire department get their trucks in there. He was moving cars because people were leaving their cars behind with the keys in it and weren't paying attention. And he stepped into action. He really did a great thing. So Steve Guttenberg from Mahoney from the Police Academy films 1 through 4 was the hero. I mean, I think that's awesome. So and there's actually, speaking of Police Academy, if you haven't seen any of the Police Academy movies, start watching. I mean, they are some of the funniest movies you'll ever see. And there's a word going out around there that there'll be a Police Academy 8, and Mahoney, Steve Guttenberg, is coming back for it. So they're trying to get as many cast members from the original as possible. That's going to be awesome. I love Police Academy. We'll see. Another interesting fact here I found out about Police Academy. The character that played Lieutenant Proctor, his name is the actor's Lance Kinsey. He played Proctor in Police Academies 2 through 6. He was a sidekick to Captain Harris and a sidekick to Mauser, played by Mark Matrano. Captain Harris by G.W. Bailey. Proctor was always there to kiss ass. That was his character. But did you know that who auditioned for the role of Proctor in Police Academy 2? And they did it before Lance Kinsey, the actor that got the job. Guess who auditioned to be Proctor in Police Academy? Jerry Seinfeld. It's true. It's on IMDb.com. If you look it up, I was watching some of the old Police Academy movies the other day, and I looked up IMDb because there's a lot of stuff in there that you don't think about when you go back and watch movies that you grew up on back in the 80s and 90s. And I thought it was hilarious that Jerry Seinfeld auditioned, and he bombed it. He walked out because he and Lance Kinsey, that played real Proctor, had the same agent back at the time in the early 1980s. So I thought that was interesting. But they said that after the audition, he walks outside and there's Lance Kinsey, and he tells him that it's still open, which means, hey, it's yours to lose. You know, good luck. So I thought that was interesting. Jerry Seinfeld auditioned for the character of Proctor in Police Academy 2. So, I mean, that who knows what would have happened if... And that was... The series ended right before Seinfeld even went on the air. So, Jerry Seinfeld could have probably pulled it off, you know? That's interesting stuff. So, I thought that was pretty cool. So, back to sports. This week was a big week for the captain's alma mater. Ole Miss Rebels, they won on the road at Alabama. Number 4, Alabama. Lost to number 21, Ole Miss. And I think it was 74, 64, something like that, maybe 10 points. But hey, they won. It was a big win on the road. And I'm just pumped up. That's a huge win. Alabama's a great program. So we'll see. And speaking of that, Ole Miss, back in about 10, 12 years ago, they won the SEC championship. And their head coach then was Andy Kennedy. Andy Kennedy actually visited the office where I worked this past week. His brother-in-law is my boss, so I thought that was pretty cool. It's a small world. And we talked for a little bit, and that was just good to see him. You know, so he was passing through. Like I said, he's the head coach of UAB, the UAB Blazers, and they were on the road playing South Florida Bulls. But UAB, they won, so that was pretty cool. I got to see Andy Kennedy, and he's a friend of a friend. Small world. So I thought that was pretty cool. So we also got the NFL playoffs. They started last weekend with the wild card, and we have the divisional round this weekend. Let's see, Baltimore Ravens at Buffalo Bills. That should be a huge one. I think this will determine the AFC. And they clean that field constantly in Buffalo, and the snow is just. I feel like it's going to be. I hope they don't postpone it. I was like, let them play. It's the snow, man. It's Buffalo. So I think that's going to be fun to see how that works out. You know, I hope it just keeps snowing, but hope they don't postpone it because of snow. I've never heard such a candy-ass thing. But, you know, Roger Goodell, he might do something like that. So, but I tell you what, speaking of the NFL and the playoffs, we've got Baltimore at Buffalo. We've got Houston at Kansas City. And then you've got NFC. You've got Detroit hosting the LA Rams, and Washington at Philadelphia. Yes. I think that's right. Yes. Yeah, that's correct. No, Washington at Detroit. Excuse me. Washington at Detroit, LA Rams at Philadelphia. So sorry about that. I got that mixed up there. So we got some great games this weekend, and it's supposed to snow probably most of up there in the Northeast. So, I think Baltimore, Buffalo will determine who's going to the Super Bowl. I believe it's going to be Baltimore. Excuse me, I have no problem with Buffalo and Josh Allen. Josh Allen's a phenomenal athlete. But I think Lamar Jackson, I think it's his time. You know, he's just, if he doesn't do it now, I don't know when he's ever going to do it. This is as good a time as any. But speaking of the NFL, you know, the last game of the regular season, there was a lot of playoff implications for wild card in the AFC. But the Chiefs-Broncos game was the last game of the season in Denver. Denver needed a win to get into the playoffs. And they lost to Kansas City. They lost to the Broncos, beat the Chiefs 38-0. And I feel like if Denver had lost, Cincinnati would have gotten in. I feel like the Bengals would have made a run. The Bengals would have made a Super Bowl run. I really do. I feel like they would have gotten back to the big game and they'd win it. I don't think Kansas City wanted anything to do with Cincinnati. Cincinnati was on a roll. They won 5 in a row, and they should have gotten in the playoffs. I feel like they would have made a better opponent than Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh lost 5 in a row and backed into the playoffs. So NFL playoffs can be interesting, but I think the Chiefs, they were terrible that last game. And I felt like it was rigged just to get Denver in the playoffs. And I don't know, but this whole Kansas City thing, I think it's ending this year. I don't think they're going to win it. I think Baltimore and Buffalo are just too strong. And it's going to be, something's got to give between those two franchises. So, but I do. I think the NFL is rigged. So we'll see what happens. But yeah, actually, today is the anniversary, 22 years ago. January 17th, 1993, was the last and final opportunity Dan Marino, the closest he got to a Super Bowl. He went to the Super Bowl in his second year in 1984. They lost to the 49ers at the Rose Bowl. And, you know, 1992 was the next step closest to the AFC champ, to the Super Bowl, was the AFC Championship. And then he... you know, it just didn't happen, didn't click. But you know, he thought he'd be back from war. And January 17th, 1993, was the closest he would ever have gotten. And they lost to Buffalo in Miami on a beautiful day, and they had everything behind them. They lost 29-10. But I think if they'd have gone, they probably would have gotten whipped by the Cowboys. So either way, I remember watching it. I was in seventh grade. It was in Miami, and they couldn't hold on to the football. Just turnovers killed them. Oh, excuse me. So that was that. But looking forward to the playoffs this year. But if I'm going to pick somebody, I'm picking Baltimore. I think it's going to be Baltimore and Detroit in the Super Bowl. But I tell you what, Washington's on a roll. So Washington may be the sleeper. Washington could get there. And I would love to see that happen. That'd be awesome. Speaking of entertainment, shifting gears here, there is a Cobra Kai has come back for its final season on Netflix. Really, that's the only reason I sign up for Netflix is because of Cobra Kai. So this is their final season, season 6. They did 5 episodes around November. Late July, maybe. And they did 5 episodes in November, early November. And they got 5 more coming this spring. I don't know when, but they're doing 15. Normally, it's a 10-episode season arc. This year, the final season is 15. So they got 5 episodes to go. So far, it's been a really phenomenal final season. Daniel has really started to dig deep to find out more mysteries of his mentor, Mr. Miyagi. And there was actually a scene that Daniel had a dream or something where he's fighting Mr. Miyagi, and they used CGI, and he looked amazing. I was like, I love how some of these movies and TV shows, they use CGI to go back in time to make that character come back to life. And it did a great job of Mr. Miyagi. He looked exactly the same. And it was just cool to see him in that type of situation where Daniel is having like a hallucination because he wants to find out more about his friend and mentor. So Cobra Kai, final season, 5 episodes to go. We're learning more about the character of Johnny Lawrence too. So it's really starting to come together. But this is it, 5 more episodes. Another thing, I recently bought every year I do it, the 2025 Sports Illustrated swimsuit calendar, and it's just a way of life. So for January, it's Ellie Thuman. I don't know who that is, but yeah, she's hot. Camille Kostek, I believe, is in it. I have to wait until that month happens. But right now, Camille Kostek, hottest woman in the world. And Gronk, Rob Gronkowski, you are a very fortunate man. So I would love to meet Camille and hang out with Gronk. I think that'd be fun. They're really fun people. Seem like they are. So Sydney Thomas. Now, there's a hottie. And she was she's known for her role as the ring girl in the Jake Paul Mike Tyson fight recently, where she made an appearance and she just went viral, and now she's one of the hottest people out there. It's amazing how that stuff can turn a career around, even for these young women. These women, I'm telling you, it's got to be tough to be a young woman in this world as far as competing with beauty and brains and, you know, bodies and, you know, wearing a bikini and how you look on camera. It's got to be cutthroat. I mean, really. And some of these people just, they've got the goods, they got what it takes, and they've got that it factor, whatever you want to call it. And they make it happen. And, you know, I just, my hat's off. You know, that's, there's a meme out there somewhere that said, if you're born hot and you can take advantage of it, good for you. If you're born ugly, just keep on keeping on. Don't give up. There's uglies out there for all of us. So, but yeah, so that's, there's been a bunch going on this week with Sydney Thomas being contacted by Lane Kiffin from Ole Miss or something. So I don't know what's going on there, but, they said somebody from the SEC, a coach, had reached out to Sydney Thomas, and there's a lot, I don't know what's going on there, but could be, you know, just all for show, slide into DMs. So, but yeah, Sydney Thomas, be sure to check her out. She is absolutely stunning. So, beautiful girl. Another thing that gets me is people that vape. You know, I'm not being hateful, but man, y'all are, you're killing yourselves, literally. You know, and that's, the vape I've seen, these people that used to be just like a small little, look like a USB jump drive, they would inhale on that. Now they got these ones that look like it's like a insulin thing. You get it if you keep it on your pocket, on your belt or something, and you're getting your own shot or something. But I don't know. I don't get it. What's the deal with the vaping? But like I said, most of them, though, they look like an old Nokia flip phone. And I'll reach for one. It's like, is that a flip phone or is that a vape? You know, just making conversation. But vaping, you know, you guys got to get better. You know, that stuff's going to kill you. So I know nobody's perfect, but you got to find an alternative to vaping. So hope that all works out. So that's just another comment there. But there is this weekend, the captain has a singles mixer event tomorrow night. 7 o'clock. It's ages 25 to 45. So, you know, I hope some of these people are respectable and, you know, beautiful and can carry on a conversation. So I'm looking forward to it. But there is a singles mixer I'll be attending tomorrow night, 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock. Hopefully it'll be fun. And, you know, I may just arrive fashionably late, but I've got a new fleece I'll be wearing, like a little quarter zip kind of fleece, so looking forward to that. So I'll be looking good. But yeah, so you know, it's, the future looks bright. I gotta wear shades. So like, and also I talked to a buddy of mine, Captain Mike Carissimo, a friend of mine out in St. Pete who is a captain. We're trying to book a time to come out and get a sailing lesson or some type of a boat lesson so I can polish up my skills and get back out there, because I gotta take that test and, you know, take a course for captain school. So that's on the agenda. So I'm looking forward to it. I will keep you posted. But that's about it. That's about pretty much all I've got. Excuse me. I've probably had little pauses here and there. I haven't slept too well. And I'm a little tired. So I'm excited. But either way, I'm excited about the future. I want to quote my dad and say that organization is the key to success. You stay organized, good things will fall into place, and you won't even know it. So just organize what you can control. So that's all we can do, and find ways to be successful. So that's what it's all about. Better days are coming, and I've said that many times, and it's the truth. Better days are definitely coming. I'm looking forward to it. I hope you guys enjoy it. and enjoy everything you can in life and be the best person, version of yourself. None of this best life stuff. Just be the best version of you. Be better than you were the day before. And things will fall into place. So, but that's about it I have for this week. And, you know, hopefully things will pick up. You know, I've got some things I'm working on, and I'll keep you posted. But again, this is just a few things I want to get off my chest for this week of the podcast. And hopefully we'll be back next week, and looking forward to it. So, you've been listening to Captain Cambino's Cabana live on Apple, Spotify, and Amazon Music. And I'm looking forward to the next go-around. So we'll see what happens. There's a lot coming up this week. We got Gasparilla. And, of course, school is starting back for a lot of you, Ole Miss especially. So the future's bright, man. Looking good. Just got to stay sharp. So this is it. It's Friday night, and I'm about to call it a night because I'm tired. I feel like I'm about to doze off. I apologize. I'm just very tired. So you've been listening to Captain Cambino's Cabana live, Spotify, Amazon, and Apple Music. And anything I can do to help, please let me know. We'll post this on Instagram, and you can hopefully slide into my DMs. That'd be awesome. So thank you again for listening to Captain Cambino's Cabana. It's been a pleasure. Have a safe trip this weekend. If you're traveling, do whatever you got to do. Be safe. Drink responsibly. Fellas, get after the ladies. And most importantly, permission to come aboard.